Look, we got the gents in from White Karting. Morning, guys. Morning. Just introduce yourselves.
My name's Connor.
So I'm Ben.
And one of you's health and safety, one of you's not, obviously.
That's right.
Connor looks after me.
Connor looks after you?
Yeah.
All right, so what, by way of a carer, or...?
Ben's the pretty face behind the desk. He can
right.
Do I do some of the admin, some marketing stuff. Yeah, Connor's more the sales guy.
Health and safety?
Health and safety. All right. Check people who can drive and who can't drive.
So you guys have been going for just over a year? A year and about 18 months or so? Or was it 2 years?
Nearly two years now, yeah. We opened in, I think it's April 2014.
That's incredible. Yeah. How the time flies. How's it going?
It's going strong, yeah. It's going well. Summer's always good. Very busy with all the tourists, you know. It's always full in the summer, so it's good stuff, really.
Okay, so you're getting it ready for this year. You're currently open 2 days a week, and we're talking karting at, what, 40, 50 mile an hour going around the track?
Certain karts go up to 40 miles an hour if you drive them right. Like I say, we've got eight-year-olds have got their own set of karts they can drive, and they can still reach just over 20, so... Like I say, we cater for all ages.
Awesome. From like eight and upwards,
no maximum age. I mean, we've had an 88-year-old woman come on in the summer. Absolutely loved life.
She got around, she's loving it.
88?
Yeah.
She wasn't sort of stuck on a roundabout or anything like that. How wonderful. So just tell everybody where you're based.
So we're in Brading Road Ride, just near the big Tesco Extra store.
So if you go out that little straight and you go past the petrol bit where you turn off to the left to go into the car park, there you keep going, you go past golf course on the right hand side, and then you bear off to the left, don't you?
Just go straight past the golf course, follow the road down, it's right at the end of the road.
Okay, and you're currently trying to get groups of company groups to come around and race against each other. How great is that? To sort of have the ump with somebody that you work with, and then sort of instead of having a fight after work, go down and have a drive off. That would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Yeah. So that's what you're trying to do.
That's it. Yeah, it's the business event. It's going to hopefully be bigger this year. We had about 20 teams last year. It's probably one of the biggest corporate sort of team bonding events there is on the Isle of Wight, so it's a great event to get involved in, really.
Companies from all over?
Yeah, we've had garages, taxi firms, what else we've had?
A lot of building firms,
double glazing firms, all variety
all sorts
firms.
Really, yeah, we try and match them up against similar sort of businesses, but yeah, we have all sorts coming through.
Okay, I had a little go last year and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and the buzz you get is incredible. And I never really, I still don't like Formula One, but I've got a bit more respect for those guys, because you know, they're not just behind the wheel, these aren't power steering, are they? They're quite a, you've got to put some muscle behind it, and it gives you a bit of a workout, doesn't it?
That's
you could
right,
do
yeah.
with some of this, Dame Shelley, a bit of a workout.
Yeah,
working
yeah,
your upper
go.
Body, firming yourself up a bit.
Definitely.
I mean, if that lady did it 88, I'm sure you can do it 78. So how do we get involved then?
Contact us by phone or by email. You just call us on 01983 565 366, and then we can just reserve you a space, the first date being in the 12th of February. Just take the driver names, and then we can basically just put you into the qualifier, reserve your space, so you get on the starting grid within the top 10 teams starting on that day.
Okay, how many people can you cater for?
There'll be five. You can have up to five people in a team.
Right.
We'll have 10 teams on a day. It'll be exclusive use just for that event on the day. So like I say, you'll have 50 people in the building if everyone has five teams.
Brilliant.
Everyone racing against each other, different businesses.
That's going to create a good atmosphere,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, last year was really, really good.
Okay. Can you get a cup of tea there?
Yeah, be cups of tea,
right,
food,
cups
everything.
Cups of teas, right, and toilets. We're all right, then.
All right, so if people want to get involved, they can email, they can phone you, and how long does it all take? Just so, for instance, we turn up as a group of, what, 5 to 10 people, how long does it all take?
For the business-to-business, if you turn up with a team of five, it's about a three-hour event, so you'll come in, you'll get changed, you'll get signed in, make sure all the teams are signed in, then you'll go for your safety briefing and explain the event. It'll be a half-an-hour practice, you'll have to do five driver changes in the practice, so you have to get used to it. Try work out who your better drivers are and who aren't so good.
There's some tactics involved, isn't
there? Definitely.
Sort of,
When I last went, there was you went in, you handed over all your details, you went to some machine, typed it all in, then they took you to one side, they give you a bit of a briefing, and then you supply all the overalls and things, don't you? And the hats and the helmets or whatever. And you also supply a net, don't you? Because you've got to have a net inside your helmet.
The beautiful hygiene safety hair net we have. Yeah, we have got balaclavas on sale now for those who are conscious about how they
about
look.
The image, yeah.
Oh no!
So do you get to keep the hair net?
You can keep it if you don't rip it. That is.
You got to wring it out afterwards, though.
It does get warm, doesn't it? It does get a bit sweaty in there. It really does. It's a whole load of fun, and I honestly can recommend it to anybody aged 8 and above. You will have a lot of fun, and it does give you a bit of a workout as well. Do you guys like race regular?
Yeah, we like to have a few sessions, don't we?
Definitely.
Yeah.
So what's the record? Who beats who?
Well,
there's the mechanic, extremely fast. We think he tamples with him, but he doesn't.
Right, okay.
And there's one or two marshals that are all really close to the lap record there. Obviously, one of the marshals have got the lap record, which is a 31.8 at the minute.
31.8.
We have had a customer come extremely close to that as well, so it's not unbeatable.
When I was there about 18 months, 2 years ago, it was about 43 seconds. So
really?
They've taken a hell of a lot of chunk off.
Maybe
there,
a wet
they?
Lap, that was.
A wet lap, yeah.
Talking about karting still, yeah.
Okay, so what about Simon Ledger? Because we mentioned him. He was going there for a while, and he held the track record for a while. Does he still go?
He does. He's heavily involved when we do stuff like the carnival. He's always up and about.
Mm. So
he loves it still.
He's been bitten by the bug, as many others as well. I think Humpty goes, doesn't he, on a regular basis with his son, Callum?
Does he fit in a cart, then?
Well, I don't know. Humpty's a big guy. Once you've seen Humpty, you won't miss him.
You know why we call him Humpty.
but his son, Callum, goes on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And I think he goes most weeks, doesn't he? How much is all, you know, just say for instance we turn up and we want to ride. When I was there, they take you through all these different stages. So it wasn't like you go in, you put your helmet on, you go for a drive and that's it, it's all over. You go there and you spend a bit of time, they talk you through one or two things, lap times and so on. And you get, how many minutes, how many laps are you able to do?
The standard session is just 10 minutes. It seems a lot longer when you're on the track because it's quite technical, there's quite a lot of turns in it, so it's kind of a bit deceptive, the 10 minutes, so yeah.
So you get plenty of stuff for your money. Mm. How much does one of them sessions cost? Do you mind telling us?
Depending on the way you buy it, the cheapest way is to do it in a bundle. You can get a session for sort of less than, for the juniors, about £8 if you buy in a bundle. For the adults, less than, around about £10 for a bundle price.
That's really good value.
Yeah,
really, really good value. Mm. I thought you were going to say something like £30-odd.
No,
but
that's good.
You know, for under a tenner, that is really good. Because you get 10 minutes worth of driving. That's, that is really good value for money. I urge anybody, if you haven't had a go yet, to have a go.
Yeah. Mm.
That's it. I mean, we provide, like you say, we provide everything. So it's literally, you can just turn up, as long as you've got a good pair of shoes on, no open-toe shoes or sandals. Then we provide everything else, and you're good to go, basically.
Okay, that's excellent. Anything else you want to add, guys?
Maybe about the unlimited nights we've started up on the Sundays, which is a £35, and you can have up to an hour and a half. You're guaranteed 45 minutes on the track.
We run it a bit differently, though. We do 15-minute sessions with that, so it's a little bit different, just a little bit longer on the track at one time, and it's really good value for money, basically. I mean, we've had people do sort of an hour, 50 minutes, an hour and a half for £35. It's, you know, it's unbeatable, really.
How often do you have to fill them things up with, I'm guessing, petrol?
We fill them up sort of once in the morning, and that will last us for the full day if people are going on it continuously.
Really? They don't use much fuel then?
They can do, if they're driven right.
During the business to business, you refuel, don't you? I think you have to.
In the business to business, we sort of refuel after the practice. So the final, the business to business, is an hour and a half continuous racing.
And that's part of the fun with the endurance. It's constant. You're swapping in and out of the cars. It's just constant driving, basically.
Oh my gosh, you've got to be fit as well, then, haven't you?
That's our sale.
It is.
I have 10 minutes on. Come off. Have a 20-minute coffee. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you get your drinks break in between anyway. So yeah,
good. Shirley likes her whiskey and coke while she's driving. All right. Okay. So if you want to get in touch, you've got to get hold of White Karting. There's a website. There's details. There's phone numbers. Just read them out one more time.
That's right. So find us on 01983 565 366, or on the email be info@whitekarting.co.uk, and then if you want to check out the website, it's www.whitekarting.co.uk, and you can actually book online as well at the moment.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks, gents, and good luck, and we'll see you soon. All right.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Cheers.